Skagway considers a travel mandate, and even the Eagles didn't show up to the canceled Alaska Bald Eagle Festival this year. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly may consider adopting a COVID-19 health mandate for incoming travelers. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Assemblymember Rebecca Hilton proposed the travel mandate during a meeting last week. In a phone call with KHNS, she said the timing is right.
With cases rising, I feel like this is the time to take action. And I think a traveling mandate resolution is our best bet right now to protect our community before we go into the holiday season.
Under the proposed mandate, incoming travelers would need to get tested within a 48-hour window before or after arriving in Skagway. They would then need to take a second COVID-19 test 5 to 7 days after arrival and strictly social distance until receiving test results. Incoming travelers who do not get tested would be required to strictly social distance for 2 weeks. The resolution defines strict social distancing as staying out of indoor public spaces and not participating in any group activities. Travelers could still be in outdoor public spaces if they maintain 6 feet of distance from anyone outside their household and wear a mask. Hilton said her proposal is very similar to what the state is recommending all travelers do.
They're only requesting it and recommending it, and this is a mandate, and I really feel like our community needs to take a strong stance and let people know this is what we want you to do. This is what is required of you if you want to come to Skagway, so it'll make people hopefully take more responsibility for their actions.
Although the mandate would tighten the rules for travelers, Hilton said there is no way to enforce it and there would be no penalty for travelers who do not comply. When asked about the cost of the test for travelers, Hilton said those details had not been finalized.
We haven't discussed costs, but it doesn't seem to be putting the clinic out any more than what they would expect to be. This is their job and this is what they're here for.
The travel mandate will be reviewed by the municipality's Public Safety Committee on December 1st before it goes to the Assembly for consideration next week. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The annual Alaska Bald Eagle Festival in Haines usually draws visitors from around the continent. It was canceled due to COVID-19 this year, and even the eagles didn't show up. It's touted as the largest congregation of eagles in the world. They're drawn by the thousands to this confluence, where the Sirku River, warmed by groundwater, meets the Chilkat River. The water cuts a dark slash through the otherwise frozen landscape, an unfrozen place where the eagles can fish. Stacy Evans, a biologist for the conservation group Takshinuk Watershed Council, is in charge of counting the birds this year. Someone has kept track almost every season since the late 1980s.
During the peak, I counted 46 eagles from this spot, and that's consistently low. So in a normal year, we'd count eagles in the hundreds from this area, sometimes up to 500.
That's 500 eagles in one spot on the river. Total numbers are usually in the thousands. But most of the eagles didn't return this year, almost as though they knew their festival was canceled. The American Bald Eagle Foundation runs the festival. Sydney Campbell is the Raptor Program Manager.
We throw the festival to celebrate the return of the eagles every year and to celebrate them just as this really iconic and charismatic and culturally important species.
There are some eagles in the cottonwoods that line the Chilkat River. Most of them have fluffed out their feathers to dry after fishing. A late run of chum salmon draws them here from as far as Washington State. But the chum salmon run on the Chilkat was a record low this year, just a fraction of the expected return. It's impacted the whole ecosystem, eagles, fishermen, and bears. The bears have been so hungry in Haines that they're breaking into houses and cars to find food. Now, without eagles, the birders and wildlife photographers are scarce as well. In a typical year, this stretch of beach is riddled with them.
No festival is leaving a great hole in my year, so we kind of plan our year around. My wife and I being in Haines in November, so it was a great blow for us, like somebody hit me in the Adam's apple.
Al Batt lives in Heartland, Minnesota, and claims to have come to Haines for the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival for longer than he can remember. He often guides birders and photographers along the river to get that perfect shot. An eagle swooping in on a salmon carcass, talons out, and 7-foot wingspan flared to arrest its dive. There's less of that this year. Here's Evans again.
The fact is, if there are salmon here, there will be eagles here. So, you know, the eagles are probably fine finding calories somewhere else this year. But we definitely need strong salmon runs to basically fuel the entire ecosystem here.
Why the salmon aren't showing up is a little more complicated. Some say overfishing decades back harmed the return. Others think hatchery fish are competition for wild resources. What Evans has observed as a biologist is the river temperature is trending up.
Climate change is sort of that nebulous, multifaceted problem that is certainly contributing to issues with salmon. We have seen already here some higher temperatures in the rivers. 2020 was cooler, as most people probably noticed. But 2019 especially, we were seeing some major spikes in parts of the river.
She says the eagles that are here this year are the locals, which means roughly 80% of the eagles we usually see in Haines stayed home. There's only one photographer camped out on the beach today, a small blur of camo against the snow. His lens follows an eagle glide toward a stand of cottonwood. Below, the dark back of a salmon flickers in the water. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strimple. And that's your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. Team has Thursday and Friday off for the Thanksgiving holidays, but we'll be back Monday with Lynn Canal Morning and the Evening News. Thanks for supporting Community Radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can find past news stories and a full list of holiday programming on our website at khns.org.